the more I listen to some of our modern hip hop artists, I'm beginning to get the feeling that I had it worse than any of them. You know, like for instance, Drake, who's tremendously talented. There's nothing wrong with. I think the guy's fantastic. I listen to his music. I like his music, especially that new one, 0 to 100. Boy, in fact, why aren't we playing that, bud?
Man, I don't know. You don't even have that.
I don't think you have that on the pick to click, Phil.
Well, I think I'm going to have to. But I had it way worse than Drake, you know, in my life. Fuck. I listen to some of these guys talking about what it is to handle your own and to do this and that. You know, fuck it, man. Fuck it. Forget it. But just, you know, I don't have to sit here and be silent when I listen to some of these motherfuckers talking about how fucking hard they had it growing up. Now, some of them had it terrible. No question. But don't give me this shit, you know, about how... somehow Drake, his old man yelling at him or some shit. Yeah, I know your old man was absentee. I guess his old man was absentee. I don't know what. But he took the car out too late one night or something. His old man kicked the shit out of him. Who the fuck knows, you know, and who cares? I mean, anytime you start talking to people about how much you know or how smart you are or how great you are, you run the risk of within days, if not weeks, months, of being proved wrong, you know. I was just seeing an article on the 10 broke rappers. And the reason why I'm picking on those poor guys is because you guys are generally the ones that tell us how much goddamn fucking cake you got. So, there you go. Meanwhile, the New York Jets continue to struggle. I saw some rumblings about the replacing of their head coach, Rex Ryan, but nothing definitive. And they're talking about a football team that doesn't have the personnel. They don't have a quarterback. They haven't got receivers. They haven't got a whole lot. Now, how much of that is the responsibility of the, you know, player personnel people, and how much of it is not? Well, obviously, it's the responsibility of the player personnel people, but how much are they consulting with the coach? How much of that is controlled by the coach? Obviously, they're asking the coach what the fuck he thinks, right? Or am I led to believe that Rex goddamn Ryan is calling all the personnel shots in New York? I don't know. But all of a sudden, it was this... It was this itsy bitsy tsunami of articles after that. I wouldn't say there's a whole lot, but there's a few articles about Ryan getting fired. And man, wait. Either he should be fired or he shouldn't be fired. And now you're just speculating as to what they may be thinking there in New York. And all of a sudden, you guys had all the opinions in the goddamn fucking world. It was what was wrong with the team, but you're not sure whether Ryan is going to survive. Rex Ryan will never, ever, ever win a Super Bowl as a head coach. Never. I don't even think that motherfucker will win a conference championship game as a head coach. What he will do is have his nose stuck between the toes of his wife's feet for years to come with a smile on his face. Now then, naturally, by the way, I didn't see any fucking response to my email. You know what? I'm all done with you guys. Where is that? I didn't see a response to my email. Yesterday, I sent out an email to our close personal friends who we partner with on the purchase, shall we say, of our video equipment. And I got all these really cool-looking emails back about the new portable smaller TriCasters that you can carry with you all over the motherfucking place. We've developed a workaround which is going to be fine for our remote purposes. Now, when we do go remote for our very first remote series of podcasts, which will be... Now, as you all remember, those of you who have been with us for a long time, back in 2010, in the month of May, in the merry, merry month of May, we went to... Where the fuck did we... We went to... St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the beautiful island nation there in the Caribbean. And it was from there that we filed our video cast reports. Not many, but just enough to show you that we could do it, you know. I don't know how long it took to get those motherfuckers up and on the website. I don't know what they look like. They're all gone now. Somebody took it into their fucking mental midgetry to just erase all that shit. Who the fuck did that? I mean, I'm telling you, there is no thinking sometimes. So all of those are gone forever. They're lost forever. All of those videos that we did from St. Grenadines, lost forever. So I'll make a very special, special policy and a very special project of making sure that the new videos that we do, from wherever the fuck they are going to be from, will stay on the site longer than anyone who currently administers the site is alive. How about that? Well, I mean, there comes a time when a man got to do what a man got to do. Here's this guy, Nadella. You know, have you seen this guy? Apparently he said something about when women should ask for a raise. And now he is saying that he was completely wrong in his statements. He said that women should rely on karma. This is a guy these are mistakes, folks, that I would never make. When I say that I would never make, I'm not saying that I'm the CEO of a big company. I'm just telling you that if you're familiar enough with the attitudes of people, the American people, the populace, the popular opinion in general, if you're familiar with people in their, in mass and how the culture works every day, you would never make a statement like that. You would never say, you know, I think that women should rely on fucking karma to get a goddamn raise. You wouldn't. It's one of the problems that our techno geek friends have, is they will occasionally, you know, go off script, if you will, and say something that they think is bold and interesting. And it probably, in the sense of karma being, you know, in the sense that karma is simply cause and effect, there's absolutely nothing wrong with what he said. There really isn't. Cause and effect is the law of the universe. What causes you create will eventually have effects, and what effects there are influence the causes, and it's up to us to change those. You know, we can make a cause that has a good effect. We can, you know, do these things, but the first thing we have to do is kind of wipe out all of the negative fucking effects. So what he said was not wrong, really, but he said it to people who don't know what the fuck it is he's talking about. Now, I don't know whether this cat comes from India or what the fuck his trip is, and I don't give a fuck. You know, we all come from somewhere, and wherever we come from, everybody wants to make fun of it, so who gives a shit? But anyway, we'll read that article, and if I have this one. Speculation on North Korea's Kim Jong-un mounts. The fuck, man. Indianapolis beat Houston. The Texans. Texans got problems. They got big problems. That shit ain't going away for you, man. Uh-oh. God damn it. Yesterday, by the way, we had an interruption in our video cast. And speculation is, and I have no reason to doubt it, speculation is it was human error that caused the interruption in our video cast yesterday. Speculation is that the human error that caused the interruption in our video cast might have been something as simple as someone leaning on the wrong key and fucking up the, video cast. So we will try and make sure that that doesn't happen today, man. Now, can I just point out to you guys, if you have not yet already, I sure as shit would appreciate you getting your tickets to the October 29th appearance of The World of Phil Hendry. And if you know people that have not been to the show yet, encourage them to come on out to the show, because we do have a lot of fun. We work our fucking asses off. All the characters come out on stage and reveal themselves. President Obama has designated, by the way, our beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, which I grew up in the shadow of. The San Gabriel Mountains are now a national monument. Yay, all right. They deserve it. The San Gabriel Mountains kept me safe as a child. I would wake up in the morning and I'd look and I'd see those that beautiful mountain range that just stood there in all of its majesty right behind our home. No matter where I lived, because I grew up in Arcadia, which is right there in the just below the foothills. And then for a while I lived in Sierra Madre, which is in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. So that's a national monument. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it is. I'm just separating the men from the boys here. We here at CBS Sports love us some John McClain. He's the longtime NFL beat writer for the Houston Chronicle. Love us some John McClain.
My. The language. The master.
Now, wouldn't that be a son of a bitch? Wouldn't it be a son of a bitch if Michael Vick leads the New York Jets to a playoff spot? Then how will motherfuckers feel about that guy? Probably still hate his guts. All right, let's... I have to tell you that as open-minded a guy as I am... When it comes to race relations and the and understanding the racial reality of America and so on and so forth, and I think I'm about as open-minded as the next white guy, that's for goddamn sure, probably more so. I got to tell you, the excuses that flowed from some African-Americans about Michael Vick's torturing of dogs was just, like, pathetic, you know? Just fucking pathetic. And coming from some white people, too. Well, it's a cultural reality in the black community. A cultural reality in the black community to torture animals. I don't think so, motherfucker. And I don't give a shit, really. If it's a cultural reality, what you're basically saying is this is an undereducated area. Not unlike, for instance, in the white undereducated areas of the white world, we have, oh, I don't know, methamphetamine production, and God knows what else. Probably just as many fucking dog torturers in the white community as there are in the black community. Here's the difference, though. If I go in with a bunch of cops and we arrest all these, and I just see myself sort of as a vigilante in all of this, and we go in and we arrest all kinds of white motherfuckers for torturing dogs in dog fights and electric, all that shit, not one of those simple-minded motherfuckers, I guarantee you, is going to say... or will be defended by anyone saying, well, it's an aspect of the lower economic rungs of white culture that this is a necessity for these people to... You may say that it's a necessity for poor people to stage dogfights. You may say it's a reality in the world of the underfunded, man. You know, the poor, that the dogfights exist. Don't give me this fucking racial excuse. Because if you do... You have, lower economic levels, but you immediately introduce into the conversation this idea that race dictates behavior and, you know, biologically dictates behavior, you know, organically dictates behavior. Race may dictate behavior based upon how that race has been treated, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But I don't get born white and suddenly it's predetermined because I am white, I'm going to go out and beat the shit out of a dog. Or a woman, or fuck my daughter. That is not necessarily predetermined. Unless, of course, there's something wrong with me, but it has nothing to do with my fucking race. It has to do with the functionality of my mind, my brain. I don't think you want to go there, man. I just don't think you want to go to to blaming race for the problem of Michael Vick torturing animals, because you're the slippery slope. Jesus Christ, that ain't a slippery slope, man. You just fell off Mount Everest. Yeah! Just say it for what it is. The guy's a goddamn sociopath. Got no feelings at all for other living things. You can't possibly have feelings for other living things if you treat an animal like that. I don't give a fuck who you are. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that a guy that, you know, treats animals well is going to treat people well. We know for a fact that that isn't the case. But goddamn, one thing's for sure. If you abuse animals, motherfucker, you ain't fooling me. You have no humanity. And the chances are 100% that you're abusive in your physical, in your human interacting. Now, am I a psychologist? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Who am I? I'm Phil Hendry. Observe the world. You know, you don't have to listen to it if you don't want to. You can go out and, go pound sand, man. You can go sit in a bathtub and have your rubber duck suck you off. Whatever the fuck you want. This is my fucking opinion. Am I an authority? Well, you're influencing people to the day. Am I really? I would say to people, if you, anybody, forget about me, but if you leave any broadcast, if you leave any public statement by an individual, and you take away from that the sense that you've just heard absolute truth and you need not go and get any other opinions, you're dumber than you look. And from where I sit, you look as dumb as I do to you. Okay, let me put it that way. Saying all of that with love in my heart. Now, I forgot to fucking... Thank you, Alex. I forgot to turn off the stream. I think we pretty much have covered all of that. Now, we got a lot of things to do. Have a lot of things to do on the show today here. Just going to try and grab some of the news. In North Korea, no sign of Kim Jong-un at key ritual. Now, this is very, very important. This is just about, hands down, the single most important bit of news out of North Korea on whether or not this Kim Jong-un motherfucker is still in charge of things in North Korea. Because if that guy ain't there, man, then there has been... You want to know what I think? I think what's happened is, I think the guy said, you know, I don't want to do this fucking bullshit job. Or he decided that he was going to put his own stamp on the North Korean revolution, and it was not in keeping with the overall dictates of North Korean practice of Leninist, Marxist shit. Now, it's important to understand something. Every communist revolution in the world puts its own little stamp, local stamp on it. In Russia, they had their little take on it. In China, certainly they had their take on it. Mao and the peasant revolution and the cultural revolution. And in Russia, it was the proletariat, the armed proletariat, the urban / rural worker in the various Soviets, as these are governing entities within the communist system. And in North Korea, they have their stamp on it. They have in North Korea almost, as has been described, almost a quasi-theistic view of the workers' revolution in North Korea. And that is that they, you know, all hail dear leader. And people were, you know, making fun of Obama's dear leader during the campaign in 2008 when those kids were singing the fucking song. Which was not without merit. But in North Korea, they got a real dear leader thing going on there. And it starts with the father, the grandfather, and I mentioned to you the other day, and it goes all the way down to the grandson, Kim Jong-un. The father, Kim Jong-il, and the grandfather, Kim Il-sung. This was the guy who was the freedom fighter, the ass kicker, the badass, the guy that started the whole shooting match there in North Korea. And what was determined... And what was promoted by Kim Il-sung was the idea that the supreme leader, the great leader, the was, you know, he's almost, well, I don't want to say, but, well, has a little bit of a deity thing. He's a god. And if you just remember to do all things toward the dear leader, everything's going to be great. It seems to be more unifying and easier for a nascent governments to just go with this Führer principle, this leader principle, than to articulate a broader set of codes and laws and bylaws and an overall philosophy of governance. The other thing about North Korea is they have celebrated their racial purity. Koreans have celebrated their racial purity. Koreans have celebrated the fact that there is no racial impurity, that they are the Korean people of the peninsula, that they have kept out. And it isn't that they necessarily believe that that blood is superior, but it's that they know, who are we? We know who we are. We're the people who live on this fucking peninsula here. We are the Koreans. And the rest of these motherfuckers, the Chinese up here, the Japanese over there, and those goddamn imperialist motherfuckers across the ocean, the Americans, those motherfuckers have never been able to and never will be able to subjugate our peninsula. They will never subjugate our kingdom. A kingdom that goes back thousands of years, a kingdom with dynasties, a kingdom with emperors, a kingdom with history. Yeah, the Korean fucking kingdom. And all them bitches, man, all them bitches can go suck a elephant's dick on Main Street. Bud Dickman. Now, West Virginia has a great football team, no question, but can they beat North Korea in ping pong? We'll find out right after these messages. No, I'd love to see the North Korean national team take on the West Virginia college team in ping pong. And I would personally finance the West Virginia efforts. I would equipment, training, facilities, food, living conditions. It would be ping pong morning, noon, and night leading up to the big exhibition, the West Virginia.
Wait. What the fuck are you talking about? What does West Virginia have to do with ping pong?
I don't know. I've decided. West Virginia will represent our country in ping pong. By the way, why do you think it's called ping pong? Because that's the name of the title. That's the name of the capital of North Korea. Yeah, this guy, man, he's all fucked up. Tomorrow we will have the Backstage Pass only show for our BSP only people. And we will be dealing with some, I think we're going to call it Phil's Take. No, we'll call it the BSP only show, Phil, Real Phil. The Phil, how about this? The BSP only this week in history. Yeah. Sure, that's it. The week that we just saw historically, what was, what happened during that week? Right? No? That suck? Okay. Well, it'll be our BSP only show, and it will be behind the scene, inside the head, inside Phil's head, inside Phil's pants. This guy was singing the national anthem for the, some kind of a hot, and he tripped and he fell over the rug. And the hockey players laughed at him. Oh, this poor man. And he fell down. And, oh, Jesus, this is terrible. Did you anybody see this? We'll play it for you here. We'll go get it. Guy fell down. He was trying to do the national anthem of Canada. Oh, Canada. I don't want to make fun of the national anthem of Canada. That's bad, man. People do it to our anthem. By the way, call me old-fashioned, but you're not going to win any friends among... and I know that probably people don't give a shit, and I can understand that, too. But it's really hard for me to support anybody unless they have a very legitimate... They're using it in what I would consider to be a legitimate form of protest. I've seen the American flag burned, and especially during the Vietnam War. I've seen the American flag rescued from being burned, which was, of course, the Rick Mundy, the famous Rick Mundy rescuing the American flag in center field at Dodger Stadium. And I've seen it dragged through the mud, and I've seen it purposefully dragged along the ground. This is where I hit that key, by the way. I've purposefully seen it dragged along the ground to piss people off, you know. Now, in the recent events in St. Louis, where a police officer shot an armed man who was 18 years of age and killed a motherfucker, and it is now beginning to, the news is now beginning to drift down through the bullshit filter, and we recognize that what happened was most likely a legitimate police action and was not Michael Brown. But the first reports were purposefully distorted on social media to get some angst and violence going. People were saying that the kid only had a sandwich. People were saying it was just like Michael Brown. He was unarmed. And those people are interesting examples of what we like to refer to around here as the psychopath. They don't have any interest in anybody or anything other than to control things. Anytime you hear someone with full intent lie about something to see if they can get a certain reaction, this is what's called a psychopath. And these are people that live for one reason and one reason only, controlling and manipulating people. It's the only reason they have for living. Otherwise, they've got no life, literally. They literally have no life. They have no no reason to live. All right, now, what do I want to get here? Oh, yeah, National Anthem. Guy trips. Let's see if we can find this thing, man. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's very possible that we will. Here we go. Mark Donnelly gets tripped up over carpet singing National Anthem. Let's see if we can get this for you guys on... Now, the thing of it is he was out skating around. And it seemed like it was going to go okay. And then, well, this happened. I think he retrieved the moment, don't you? That's what you do, man. That's how you make it. That's how you turn a very potentially embarrassing moment into something that I think has a lot of class. My fellow, not it, babe. Oh, Canada. All right, so now the other thing we're going to do here. Oh, is, yeah, let me get a... Get our batting order here for Obama speaks out on immigration reform. Okay, I don't want to get into that. True patriot love in all thy sons command. D-d-d-d-d. Okay, oh, shit. Well, here we go. I'm sorry. We got to get 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go. Peace train, diddle do 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 do. All right, here we go, folks. All right, welcome to our tune-in peoples. Let's turn our fan off. Welcome, it is a Friday. Later on, I have a meeting with my close personal friend and attorney, Gary Retent. It will be at a eatery as yet unnamed. We will be discussing strategies going forward into the coming fiscal corporate year? Does it have anything to do with anything? No, it does not. Is it going to affect how we do things here? No, it does not. Am I saying this just to buy a little bit of time while I line up some Munich? Yes, it is. I did say Munich, and I didn't mean to, but I know that scares you, but... nonetheless, I did say that. We're going to listen to World... All right, so let's get this shit going. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.